so you know how there's fantasy football? We're going to do like a fantasy produce a rom-com. I love me some soccer thighs. They have just massive thighs and nice calves and juicy booty. Anyway.
Juicy so yes, booty.
He's the soccer ball
into his arms. Yep. And he cut. Oh, I touched your boob. Sorry.
Oh, that sparkling water tastes welcome so good.
Back. Welcome back to another
episode of After We Wrap with your hosts, Jaina Lee Ortiz
and Gabriella Ortiz. Guys, we want to thank you so much for all the love and support throughout, you know, the past few months. This has been an incredible journey. And I just hope that we can just grow stronger and it's going to become like a big thing. And yeah, I'm just so excited. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. Wow, tuning in. I was trying to be all cute and fun.
I tend to make, I just love that sometimes when you say things, I do this to everyone.
Yeah.
And then I repeat it and make a song out of it.
I do that too. Do-ni-ni. But I do that with like an actual song. So like if you say like, I don't know, look at this photograph, I'll be like, look at this photograph, you know, like. Wow. But anyways, hold on, guys. Don't forget to subscribe wherever your favorite, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google, and also please.
YouTube.
Yes. Please don't forget. Oh, and then wait, we have a TikTok. Yes,
we have also a TikTok. Come and join us.
Join us on the TikTok and leave us a rating. Please give us a 5-star rating review.
Yeah, say it. Give us a 5-star rating because we're rating. Awesome.
Yes, we are. We are.
I mean, that's what you say. And then our Patreon.
Patreon.com/afterwerapshow.
What? Yeah. For all exclusive and bits, behind the scenes content. I mean, you're so much fun, amazing, crazy, wild things happen.
Us dancing too. That's fun. and then, yeah, don't forget to follow us on our social medias, After We Wrap Show, and tell your friends. Yeah, you already have because you're here listening.
I know. We love so much engagement. We love every time you reach out and ask us. We love that every time you ask us questions and leave us comments and make suggestions. Yes. Like, we love sort of
incorporating works. Yeah. Like taking in whatever. Yeah.
It becomes an immersive.
Yes. It's a collaboration. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
We love collaborating. What are we going to talk about today?
We're on another level. Okay, so you know how there's fantasy football?
Yeah.
My favorite thing ever. Just kidding.
What's
we're
going to
do like a fantasy produce a rom-com.
What?
Because we love us some rom-coms.
We love rom-coms. For those who do not know what rom-com means, is romantic comedy.
Yeah.
It's a genre.
Right.
So you got horror, you got adventure, you got action,
drama, like heavy, yeah, heavy drama, and then comedy. You've got a blend of both.
Uh-huh.
Dramedy.
Yeah.
Romantic comedy. Yes, we're going to fantasy produce right now. We're going to make our own romantic comedy. Yay.
We are? That's exciting.
Okay,
who wants to go first?
Let's first talk about our favorite rom-coms.
Which one are we going to do first? Mine or yours? What's this called again?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors. Jesus.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, you got me.
Okay, so I start first. Okay, my favorite rom-coms. Never Been Kissed.
Oh!
With Drew Barrymore.
Classic.
Yes.
Love.
Love it. Love it. Funny story, it was my first monologue in acting class.
Really? Oh, from that movie. Do you remember it? Do it right now. Go.
That thing. Hold on. Never been kissed. Girl, you've never been kissed? Yeah, I've never been kissed. I haven't felt that thing, that moment when everything around you becomes hazy and the only thing you focus is you and this person, and you realize that that person is the only person that you're supposed to kiss for the rest of your life, and you want to, and for one moment you get this amazing gift and you want to laugh and you want to cry because you're so excited that you found someone and so scared that it'll all go away all at the same time. And
you can't remember the housekeeping. Oh, you got this right there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm called out. I love you, Drew.
That was amazing, though.
Yes, that was my first monologue. It was something like that. Yeah. It was my first monologue in my acting class back in Artic Studios. Shout out to
That's amazing. That was pretty good. I was impressed. I was looking at you like you're crazy, but I was admiring.
I was like, I don't want to put any emotion right now. Let's just get through it. And then obviously Made in Manhattan.
Love. Love, love, love. I was Made in Manhattan. Honestly, any rom-com that J-Lo mm-hmm. played in,
The Wedding Planner. I honestly can't choose. I think Made in Manhattan might be my
favorite. Yeah.
Like, I think it tops The Wedding Planner.
Yeah.
And then Selena, of course. You know, I feel like for me it's Made in Manhattan, Wedding Planner.
But there was also the dance one.
The dance? Oh, Dance With Me?
Dance with me.
Shall we dance? Yes. Yeah, that was with Richard Gere.
Richard Gere. Yeah. Which also brings another one of our favorites, Pretty Woman.
I mean, classic.
I know, yeah.
Gary Marshall, rest in peace. Like, mm-hmm. just the most beautiful.
Honestly, thing ever.
And then The Holiday.
The Holiday. I loved My Girl, Monster in Law.
Yes.
Notting Hill, My Best Friend's Wedding, You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle.
All the classics.
And Harry Met Sally, Clueless, Love Actually, There's Something About Mary.
Is Clueless a rom-com?
I mean,
it is. I think it's more of a comedy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. But it's there.
I mean, but they do, there's a love story at the end.
There is, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll consider it.
It's kind of a little weird too, right? Yeah. Isn't it her like stepbrother? I mean, they're not.
By the
related,
way, he still looks the same.
I know.
Like, how dare he?
It's ridiculous.
Paul Rudd, what the heck? What's your secret?
You are aging like fine
wine.
Because
like it is ridiculous, and obviously J Lo still looks the same.
Of course.
But
I don't know what our rom com would be. What do you think?
So I have a lot of ideas.
Okay, throw them at me.
I have so many that I think if I were to tell you all of them, this episode would be a 5-hour episode. But since I recently got married, I think my I'm still in this like wedding cloud. So my idea when we were pitching this idea right away, my brain went into. I remember during the planning of the wedding, there was a lot, you know, there's a lot of us throwing ideas, you know, coming from everywhere. And the wedding planner, you think about the wedding planner and then like Monster in Law, you know, because it's all about My Best Friend's Wedding. You know, these are all.
Yeah.
What's that other Drew Barrymore movie with Adam Sandler? The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer.
Oh, my God. So good. Every single time when I was like. Researching for what band to hire for my wedding, all I could think was Adam Sandler. I was like, God.
Oh my God, I love that.
But anyway, so
it's wedding themed.
It's wedding. Well, it's wedding themed because I'm still on that wedding cloud. So I'm just like, all right, that's the first thing that comes
okay,
to my mind.
Okay.
But there's so many
so
other
you're,
routes.
So you're
we
the
could
lead,
take this.
Obviously.
Uh huh.
And
no, I actually cast myself as the best friend. I don't want to be the lead. I want to be the best friend because the best friend is like always. The comedian, the funny one, the one that's like dealing with all the, she's like the middleman, you know, like, I don't know, like maybe I just always like love watching the best friend also. I was like,
she's
that's cool.
Fun,
that would be
she's
a cool
the party girl.
Yeah. She's going to save the day or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, yeah. I
prefer, okay. So you'll be my best friend.
Yes.
So I'm getting, I'm getting married.
You're getting married. Yes.
And you're my best friend.
And maid of honor.
And where are we?
Where are we? Huh.
Are we
in New York?
We could be in New York.
Is that too on the nose?
We don't want to be in LA.
No.
Do we want to be in Puerto
Rico? We can be in Puerto Rico.
We can be in Puerto Rico.
I mean, we can do the wedding in Puerto Rico. We can actually do.
you're basically just recapping your entire wedding. Yeah. Fine, Gabby. I know you want to relive it.
Every day.
I know. It's so beautiful. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we can start in New York.
We can start in
New
York.
And then we can make our way down.
We met in college in New York.
Okay. Oh.
That's beautiful.
What are we studying?
Because I was supposed to go to college in New York and I ended up going to the Bronx, the city college, whatever. No shade, but yeah.
Hey, city.
You know what?
We're going to
NYU. We met at NYU and we were studying fashion.
Do you study fashion in NYU?
No, but I know you're a fashion.
Okay.
Person.
Is there a fashion department? I thought in one of you was all artistic. Like,
we know we're studying.
I don't know.
The arts. We're getting our MFA.
Okay, we're getting our MFA. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
We're in NYU, not knowing exactly what we want to do with our lives. Yes. But we're in school and we're hustling.
Yes.
And we're best friends. And I'm getting married. Okay.
And you're getting married. Well, I think.
And the wedding's going to be in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Hold on. But I think we need to be out of college. Yeah, we are out of college. We met in college.
Oh, yes, we met in college.
We met in college. We're professionals now.
Because we don't want to get married at 24, 23 again.
No. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know
that,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But we're just a little,
live your life before you get married. Yeah.
We're in our early 30s.
Yeah. Early 30s. Early 30s. I think my role, my character, she works for a fashion magazine and she's like the editor.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
She's not the senior editor or editor in chief.
Why not?
She's just
let her be the senior editor.
Okay. Senior editor. Yes. And I deal with a lot of celebrities and similar to what's her name from Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
But like in a non-toxic environment.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Yeah. Okay, gosh, cool. What's your job? What's your profession?
I am a celebrity dog walker.
I love it.
I don't know.
So I find all the clients.
Yes.
I get you all the clients.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
I just thought of that scene in Monster in Law,
yes,
where J-Lo's she's walking all the dogs.
Yes. Okay, so then you're walking all of the people I have to work with, all these celebrities. So when we're on the set shooting for whatever magazine cover we've got going on that month, you come in, you take their dogs, you walk them, and then that's how you bump in. Hold on, we're getting too close.
But hold
to
on
Monster
a second, maybe I'm with a guy that you know I'm not meant to be with.
Yes, I love that. Okay. So you're with a guy that you're not meant to be with. And I don't like him. I just don't
like him at all.
Every time we go out to dinner, he just always comes in with is he a pessimist? Is he, does he have like the worst sense of humor?
He has the worst sense of humor.
Okay. So anytime he tries to do
funny,
a joke, it's
just
like
really dry and yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. I love this. And so every time we go out to dinner, I'm just giving him like this look. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Why the fuck do you like this guy? What's your character's name?
I don't know. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Let's think about this. I'm just going to name you.
I can definitely. Okay. So let's just say my name is
Sophia.
And I tell you about this guy that I met on Raya or something. I don't know.
On where?
Raya.
What's Raya?
Raya? You don't know what Raya is?
Que carajo es Raya?
So Raya is basically a dating app. Like Bumble and Bumble.
Of course I don't know what Raya is.
Exactly. Yeah. Why would any married woman know? So yeah. Raya is exclusive only because it's like in the industry only.
Okay.
And you've either have to be, I guess, I don't know. I sound really shallow saying this, but like people who are performers or athletes or in the industry, celebrities, I guess. So
that's a you thing? Almost,
you have to be accepted. Like it's a thing you basically... It's an invite only. You like submit your information. They do some research on you and then you're accepted in the club. Models. Da da da. Da da da.
Did I lose my chance of meeting Harry? I don't even remember his name. That's how much I loved him, apparently. No, baby.
Damn.
I would never. Henry Cavill or Cavill. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Superman.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well. Okay. So my name is Sophia and I met my guy in Raya.
Okay.
On Raya. And basically.
And So he's a celebrity.
Did he think you were going? Okay.
Maybe he's a celebrity. Yeah. Maybe he's a celebrity.
Maybe he's a sports guy. Maybe he's a football guy.
Oh, he's an athlete.
Yeah. He's an athlete. Let's do that. Athlete.
What?
Yeah. Football, basketball, baseball. Ooh, baseball. No.
Soccer. He's a soccer player.
The way you said that. Okay.
Soccer legs.
That's new. I like it.
Soccer legs. This is the thigh.
Oh,
this is the thigh.
I get it. Oh my God.
Wait. What do you get?
I can't say this on air.
Okay. But yes, I love me some soccer thighs. They have just massive thighs and nice calves and juicy booty. Anyway.
Juicy booty.
He's the soccer player. Okay. And I'm this dog walker. And I'm like, oh my God, I met this soccer player on Raya, but I don't know if I want to get into that world. It's just
funny plot twist.
Like, but kind of thing of like, he'll take me out of this life to a better life.
Right. Yes. Rags to riches kind of life. He's going to remove me from this slum of a place and this shitty job and maybe give me a better life.
Okay.
Almost like what.
But hold on.
Richard Gere did to Julia Roberts or their characters in Pretty Woman.
Yes. But one second.
But why is it always the...
I know. That's what I was about to say.
Let's switch it up.
What I was about to say. Okay. Time out real quick. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Regardless if you have clinical mental health issues like depression or anxiety, or you're just a human living in this crazy world and you're going through a hard time, therapy can give you the tools that you need to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm very excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy affordable and accessible. And this is a very important mission because finding a therapist can be really hard, especially if you're limited to your options in your area. BetterHelp is a platform that makes it easier to find a therapist because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp will match you with a professional therapist in just as little as a few days. It is so easy to sign up and match with a professional therapist. There's a link in the description of this episode. It's betterhelp.com/afterwewrap. Clicking that link helps support After We Wrap. And you also get 10% off on your first month with BetterHelp. So you can connect with your therapist and see if it helps you. Finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. So if you don't fit with that therapist, which is a common thing in therapy, you can easily switch to a therapist for free without stressing about insurance, who's in your network, or anything like that. I personally started using BetterHelp during the pandemic because, to say the least, like many, I needed someone to talk to. And I had never talked to a therapist before, and I'm so happy I did because I realized how much I needed it. So I really, really look forward to that weekly meeting. If you are struggling, please consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit the website betterhelp.com/afterwewrap. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this podcast. So you do meet this guy. Let's say his name is Jonathan and he plays in the Panthers. I don't know. I just thought of a name.
Panthers. Okay. I'm going to go with Panthers.
The Panthers, you know, Panthers. Soccer. The New York Panthers.
What?
Okay. And yeah. Yeah, there's a soccer team and it's the Panthers. Anyway, mm-hmm. So you meet him in this app and I think, funny plot twist, he thinks you're about to walk his dogs because you're a dog walker. And like, I thought maybe like, how about we give them like a funny moment where he thinks you're going to come in to walk his dogs and then he sees, you know, your beauty.
How many dogs does he have? Two.
Three.
Okay.
Let's give him three because he's lonely. I don't know. And but then you show up at the doorstep. You're like, yeah, I'm here to walk the dog. I don't know how we can, but something
but
like
ultimately among, he's not the guy.
But because he's so like stupid, you know, he thinks you're gonna walk his dogs.
Right.
But
right.
But you're actually the date that he forgot he had made plans with on the app. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you show up at his doorstep. Thinking it was the date.
Right.
He forgot about the date because he's such a player. He opens the door. He's like, yeah, here are my dogs. And you're like, Jonathan, it's me from Raya.
Raya.
We have a date. Raya from, we have a date. Oh, damn. I didn't think this hot mama was going to walk in my, I don't know, something along those lines, you know?
Oh my gosh. Like,
and you're a dog walker? Oh, I'm so sorry, girl. I thought you were my dog walker. You want to come? I don't know, something like that. And then,
but you know what? He should definitely be like, the audience should be tricked. Like, this is the guy. He checks all the boxes. He is hot. He's an athlete. He's single. He's never been married. No kids. He's this like beautiful bachelor with dogs.
Yeah.
And an insane career, you know, soccer player. But he's not the guy. But it should feel like, okay, I'll walk in the door.
Uh-huh. Hi, hey. Jonathan.
Uh-huh. Hi, Jonathan.
hey, here are my dogs, so they don't like to eat. Just don't give them any human food. They have all this expensive food over here. Just feed them every 3 hours. And then this little guy, he likes to poop a lot, so make sure you don't forget to take the bags when you take him out for a walk. And this guy really likes to burp, so I apologize for all the, you know, stinky smells. And then this guy's super chill. So anyway, have fun. I got
And you're
date.
Saying all of this with a towel and just, oh, like he's full on. He just got out the shower. He's got his steamy,
so
oily.
So he's running late for his
abs.
Own date.
Yeah. Okay. And we're, everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is the guy. And then I'm like, actually, Jonathan, I'm. You told me to meet you here.
You're like, it's me.
It's me. Sophia.
Sophia? Sophia from
Sophia.
The-
oh, that was today? Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Fuck, you're hot. Oh, my. Hold on. Let me.
Okay.
Well,
do you want to come in? I mean,
sure.
You know, if
why not?
I got a towel on and I got to change because if I drop this towel, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe he's like an actual gentleman and not that crazy because we got to trick the audience, right?
Yeah.
But I like where you're going. Yeah, be more of a gentleman.
Be more of a gentleman?
Yeah, like,
okay.
Hey, it's, we met on Raya. You told me to meet you here.
Sophia!
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait, what day is today? Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Oh my God.
No, it's okay.
I thought our date was tomorrow. I'm so sorry. Oh my God. Oh, no. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. Invite me in. Offer me something. Offer to come for me.
Come in. Yeah. Let me change because...
No, don't change.
Don't.
Stay like that and just cook with me with your chest showing. Like, great.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
I'm sweating.
I know. This is great.
Okay, so he welcomes you in. He's like,
and
you
then
some?
You're my wait. What's your my best friend?
I'm texting you.
What's your name?
What's my name?
And you are pumped. You are pumped
what's
about this
name?
Date. You're like, oh my gosh,
Angie.
Angie's like. He is perfect. You're going to fucking, I see you marrying him. Like, this is your guy. This
I'm
is the
texting
one.
I'm texting you, like, please show me all the dick pics. Like, show me his abs.
Sure.
Please, if you see anything suspicious, take pictures of it.
I will research it.
Anything weird in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
I basically open
check
up
the
all
medicine
of his cabinets.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see everything. I'm going to do
I
some
take video.
Background check. Yeah. I mean, we know that this guy is famous because he's a famous soccer player. Okay. So
he's got skincare.
He does.
He's got like five different brands of skincare because he takes really good care
of his
face.
I love this. Oh my God. So wait a second. So he welcomes you in. He offers you a glass of wine. He's going to go change.
Wine?
What do you want?
What time of day it is? Is it?
Date? It's a date. It's a,
no, but,
no.
Oh, this is in the evening.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Do you want to do this in the evening or in the day?
Well,
do you want coffee or do you want?
Oh yeah, you know,
alcohol.
let's do evening.
Okay.
Let's do evening.
Okay. Do we want? Is he a wine person? Are you a wine person or are you a cocktail type of person?
Anything.
We'll figure out. We'll. Okay. Let's just say he gives you a glass of wine and then he's go. Okay. Well. Yeah. I forgot. I got a dinner reservation at this awesome restaurant. I mean, you know, I get in because hello, and so we don't have to wait or anything. But let me go change. Give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
Those 5 minutes turn into 45 minutes. Because he takes care of himself. So he has to do his skincare.
Right.
He has to iron his shirt. He changes about 3 times. You know, is he going to wear Gucci? Is he going to wear Versace? He's like, who do I want to wear today?
But then his loft has to be like incredible. So I don't notice. I basically am so.
Yeah. Is he overlooking New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
High rise, floor to ceiling, windows.
Yeah.
The whole nine.
I fucking love this episode. Oh my gosh.
Now it's an episode.
And then 45 minutes go by and you're texting me. You're like, he's taking forever. He's a woman. You know, like he's the woman. Like he's, you know. Anyways, finally comes out. What is he wearing?
He's looking like $1 million.
Okay. He's got these.
Because mind you, he's not the one, right?
Yeah.
I end up falling for who? My best friend?
We're not there yet. So we get to the restaurant and paparazzis are like, you know, taking
pictures.
I'm like,
pictures. Oh my gosh,
this is a lot. But you like the guy. You guys have a good date. Do you kiss on the first date or no?
There's a montage.
Okay.
You go from the first date to the second date.
Love it.
And
love it.
And every day gets better and better.
Yes.
He is this awesome, wonderful gentleman of a guy.
I'm over here like, bitch, yeah. I see you. I see you on People magazine. I yes. see you. Yeah. Yeah. And then we're doing a cover. My magazine is doing a cover on him.
Yes.
So you come with him. This is, let's say, 3 months into the...
Maybe 6 months.
Damn. Okay.
Maybe 6 months. And it's six going... 6 months.
Okay.
It's
and going it's going well. And
amazing.
But hold on. If we're going to make it 6 months, do I like him? No. Am I starting to Ooh. Realize?
Yes. You're getting all this information. Okay. Maybe there's... Yeah. Some
so I think maybe 3 months.
There's a scandal and he's been hiding, he's been cheating. I don't know. Something's
he got happened. Married overseas.
And I'm like, fuck this motherfucker. Yeah. And I leave to Puerto Rico for a getaway.
Okay. Done. I love that.
And that's when I meet the guy.
How do we meet him?
And he's trying to get back with me. Jonathan's trying to get back
Jonathan's
with me.
Trying to
I'm
get
so
back
sorry.
With you.
I'm, yeah. I screwed up.
Uh-huh. And you're in Puerto Rico living.
And you're like the real dude's in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
How do we meet him? Where do we introduce him? Are you at the beach? Are you at a bar? Are you at
I least expect it.
You're at the airport. You landed in PR. You're waiting for your luggage, right? Your luggage and his luggage get like all like they bump into each other, and that's your meet cute. That's your meet cute.
Meet cute.
So he helps you with the bag. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm so clumsy. You know, it's just these bags.
Yeah, you're meet cute.
Shane Hartline, do you not know what a meet cute is?
Meet cute. Meet cute.
Okay.
Come on, meet Google. Cute. Google oh my meet God. Cute. It's adorable.
So what I just did, yeah, it's like, you know, they describe it in The Holiday the best way. A woman, you're in a department store. The woman is trying to look for a shirt. The man's trying to look for trousers. They both reach out to get the
maybe they
item
the same
and there's the meet cute, you know. So there's your meet cute. So the luggages are coming in, you know, you're in the airport waiting for your luggage. You see your luggage. It's come back. It comes in. And then another luggage comes in and for some reason they both bump into each other. And so his is on top of yours and you're trying to get it out.
And I get it out and I trying to get it out
and
trying to
fall
get it, and I fall and
into his arms. Yep. And I touch your boob. Sorry. And then he catches you. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. You're okay. It's really awkward and messy.
Yeah.
And like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it gets.
Ow. And it's really awkward and messy.
You're,
and we
are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God,
I'm okay.
Wow, you came in hot. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And he said something
okay.
really
it's
awkward.
Fine. I just.
Yeah. And you both have a moment. You lock
eyes.
You have to lock eyes.
Holy crap.
And that's the meet cute right there. Oh my God, he's so beautiful. She's
so
fucking
beautiful.
Gorgeous. Who is this woman? What is happening right now?
Not right now.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
But we will. Okay, so we're going to move on to a part two and continue the story.
Stay tuned. Next episode.